Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Yud Ches. Yud Ches, we are on Yud Zayin Amabez, five lines up at the bottom. Iboy Luhu, as we continue with three more blot in this sugya of Tumah and Tahara at the end of the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. Says the Gemara, Iboy Luhu. We just said right before that we were relating back to Machlokas Tanoim that we first quoted on the top of Tezayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara had a three-way Machlokas Tanoim. What is the halacha about Tumas Mashkin? Tumas Mashkin, is that Metame Acherim Mida Oraisa or Mida Rabbanan? So the Tanakama, if you remember, on the top of Tezayin Amar Aleph, Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Meir, held that Suffik Mashkin Litame Tame, Litame Acherim Tohar. So, for themselves to become Tamei, so we mentioned Tamei, that's Safik Daraisa L'chumra. But the Tamei Acherim, which is our issue, Rabbi Meir said, Safik Darabanan L'kula. So Rabbi Meir holds that Tumas Mashkin L'Tamei Acherim is Mi Darabanan. Rabbi Elazar agrees with him. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar hold this Darabanan. Rabbi Yehuda held L'kol Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda said that Tumas Mashkin is Daraisa. And that's why Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were machalik. They said, well, it depends. Mashkin letame ochlin, that is suffik lechumras, that's daraisa. But letame kalim, it is durabanan, and that's why suffik lechula. So we had the two extreme shitos and the middle opinion. And we just analyzed the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and we said, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that it is all daraisa? We have another source that seems to say that it is durabanan. So we just said, chozerbo, he was chozerbo, he retracted his opinion. Tracted opinion, and really he holds that Tumas Mashkin Latame Acherim is Midrabanan. Remember, we're not talking about Mashkin of Azov. We're talking about all other Mashkin. Mashkin of Azov is a Dinda Oraisa. If I have the saliva of Azov, or any other liquid that comes out of Azov, that's an Avatuma. That's Daraisa, as is described in the Torah. But here we're talking about other liquids. Are other liquids Metame Acherim Mida Oraisa? We know liquids can be Machshir Acherim Mida Oraisa. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, as we know, to be machshir lekabel tuma from one of the seven liquids, yad shachat dam, the Rashi Tevas of the seven liquids. So they could be machshir da'oraisa, but can they be mitame mi da'oraisa? That is the machlokas tanoim, and we just said that Rabbi Yehuda was chozer bo, and really he holds the rabbanan. And now the Gemara is asking, what exactly was he chozer bo from? Iboy lehu mikelim udahader be. In other words, we're going to ask: is Rabbi Yehuda, does he go all the way down to zero? A daraisa, or does he go down to the middle opinion? As we just mentioned, that there were three opinions in the braisa. Maybe he goes down to the middle opinion. That's the question. Mikalim udahadarbe. Was he chozerbo from kalim? Meaning, he says that liquids being metame kalim is only durabanan. Ava ba'ochlin kereb yosi reb shimin svirale. But when it comes to ochlin, he holds like reb yosi reb shimin that it is daraisa. Is that what he was chozerbo? Only partially? Odilma legamri adavik Rabbi Meir, or was he chozerbo totally? And he holds like Rabbi Meir's opinion that holds it is only tame mitame others mi de rabbanan. Says the Pnei Yoshua, what exactly is the suffik here? How much was he chozerbo? Nire daha de misafkale haynu mishum de misvara istal lemeimar legamri adarbe misvara. I would think that he was totally chozerbo. Why de isak adaitach? The Darish Yitma Yitame Dechsev Gavash Latame Acherim, because he would hold, like we said on the previous daf, if he holds like Yitma means Yitame to be Matame others, Tfei Avilil Ukmi Latame Yisakelim. If you'll be Matame one thing and not the other thing, then lechora you should be matame kalim kidemashba lishter the crow. What did the pasuk say? V'chol mashke sheyishase v'chol kli yitma. So you see, be matame kalim is explicit in the pasuk. So if you'd be matame one and not the other, lechora should be kalim. The fact that he says tumas kalim is derabbanan, it must be totally then. If you, because you wouldn't be mechalik in the other direction. Or would we say maybe only from kalim he was chozerbo? Why? Because even though it was explicit in the pasuk, we hold that kalim are not makabel tuma except from an avatuma. As we know, ein adam v'kalim mitamim ela be'avatuma. So that foods therefore are more susceptible to tuma. So therefore, you would be mechalik between allowing tuma daraisa to food and not to kalim. That's why. That's the suffix that the Bnei Yeshua misvara. We're about to quote not Svara proofs, but Brisa proofs, right? Textual proofs and not logical proofs. But the Bnei Yeshua says those are the two Svaras that you could go in either way, either Kalim or explicit in the Pasuk, or food are more susceptible to tuma. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tashma. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, I'll bring you a proof from a Mishnah in Maseches Parah. Why are we quoting Maseches Parah here? As we know, parts of the process of the paraduma make a person tame, right? This was one of the pshatim, at least, in the Rishonim. What is so difficult to understand about paraduma? Why does Shlomo HaMelech say, Amarti echkama vihi rechokam imeni, that I wanted to become wise, but this is distant from me. I couldn't understand paraduma. So one of the days in the Rishonim is that what is the reason why paraduma is so difficult to understand? It is mitaher es hatameim umitame es hatahorim. It makes those who are osek in itame. Which element in the paraduma is mitame? So that is a discussion in the postgame. But one of the items that are mitame is the mei chatas. The water and the ashes of the paraduma that are mixed together, that's matame, and that's what our Mishnah is about to talk about. Right? Mechatas, the Mishnah, first and the second Mishnah in Maseches Kelim discuss the Mechatas. Depending how much one has, that will determine the degree of the power of the Tumah. Or the first Mishnah in Kelim, Avos Atumos. What are Avos Atumos? That are matame b'maga, and not b'masa, right? That's the first Mishnah listed. So we have asheretz, b'tamei by touching it and not by carrying it. Shechva zera, tamei meis. If somebody carries someone who is tamei meis without touching them, they do not become tamei, only through maga. V'ha mitzora b'imei safro, a mitzora during his time of counting to become tar. And then the next one, u'mei chatas she'ein bohem kidei hazaya. A little mechatas that does not have enough to sprinkle in it. So hara elu matamin adam v'kelim b'maga ukli cheres ba'avir v'ena matamin b'masa. That's the first Mishnah. But then the second Mishnah says, we have other avos atumo that are matame, others b'maga u'b'masa, including nevela, or the carcass, an animal that dies without shechita, and mechatas sheyesh b'em kidei azaya, and mechatas that have enough in order to sprinkle, enough to dip the Azov and what you are going to sprinkle with in, and it should be wet in order to be able to be a zorek onto the person who is tameh. So that's in the first two mishnayos. You have mechatas being mitameh. So our Mishnah says right here, Tashma parash shasasa mechatas. We know there is an iser for any malacha or expanded definition of malacha, anything to be done to this water. Just like the cow is not allowed to have anything to be done to it, no malacha. There was no ol on it, as the pasuk says in Chukas. So it's also, the mechatas is subject to those standards. So if you have a cow that drunk from the mechatas, so what's the halacha now? Now that mechatas is inside the paraduma, it's inside its stomach, it says Rabbeinu Peretz, and then within 24 hours, the para dies. Right, para dies. Right, this para is not a paraduma we're talking about. We're talking about stomach cow. Right, the mechatas is the metame. Rashi says in the second to last line, para shel zevach o shel chulin, either of a carbon or of chulin, that drank from the mechatas, and then he shechted it while the mechatas is still inside of it, within 24 hours. L'chora, bisara tame, an animal, as we have mentioned, is not mekabel tuma when it is alive. But what about now when it dies? So inside, Bisara Tame, it's Bisara's Tame, says Rashi, Shemekabelis Tuma Mehen, Dmechatas Metamin Afilu Adam Vekalim. The Mechatas inside of it is Metame, while it is inside. Right, this is also, just the Mishnah points out in Kalim, before the Mechatas were used. Once the Mechatas is used to sprinkle, that's called Naasis Mitzvah. So, it's already done, and it loses its status, it's not Matami anymore. So we're talking about Mechatas that was not used yet. So the Mishnah says, if a cow drank and you have the Mechatas inside of it, Pesara Tame, so it is Tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what are you talking about? Batlu b'me'eha. This liquid, once it's swallowed by the cow, it's not called liquid anymore. It's not called mechatas anymore. It's inside the stomach, inside the intestines of the para. So it is no longer metame. So even once the animal dies, it is not going to be metame the animal. Right, Rashi says, why is it batal? First line, de einan reuyin lemechatas, the ein ot shman aleim. It's not roy anymore. Right, it's inside the animal. Right, it sounds like it's something physical. Once it goes into the animal, so then it loses its status of mechatas because it's like mixes in maybe with the other liquids inside the animal. Tosfos has a little different focus. Tosfos on top says, second line, nifsulu behesach hada'as. We know the everything involved in the paraduma process requires shmira, mishmeres, and if you don't have special focus on all the items, so then they're nifsal behesach hada'as. That's what Tosfos says here. That is hesach hadas by the mechatas while it's inside the animal, and therefore that's the problem. So if you have Rabbi Yehuda holds that this liquid is not metame at all, sounds like balu b'me'eha. So says now the Gemara's diuk. What are we trying to prove again? Rabbi Yehuda tumas kalim tumas mashkin to be metame others. Is that does he hold of that as derabanan? Does he hold that as daraisa? Was he totally choser or not? We know he holds tumas kalim as derabanan. What about tumas ochel? Is that derabanan or daraisa? Says the Gemara. Well, here v'isakadai lemi kalim mudahaderbe aval ba'ochlin k'reb Yosi v'reb Shimon svirale. If you say that he agrees, he only backed off halfway, but he agrees that mashkin are metame ochlin. On a daraisa level, he was only chozer bo from kalim. But if it's daraisa, so then why does he say the shita here in the Mishnah? Amai batlu b'me'ah lagamrei. So why would he say that in our Mishnah? It's totally batel. It loses its status. What was it beforehand? It was metame tuma chamura. So now, according to our suggestion, so now it's not going to be metame at all. Nehida tuma chamura lo metamu. Find it falls down one level. It won't be metame tuma chamura anymore. Meaning it's not going to be metame adam and kalim anymore. Tuma kala miyanitzmu, but at least let it be metame food. Again, if Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he was only chozer bo halfway, and he holds that liquid to be metame ochlin is daraisa. So here in our Mishnah, why does he say that? It totally loses its status. It's metame tuma chamura beforehand. It should at least be metame tuma kala. Once it's in the innards, right? Why do you say that it's not metame at all once it's in the innards? So the Gemara says, you're right. My butlu b'me'eha, nehita bala mitama chamur, but tumakala mitamu. You're right. Re-understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah, what it says, when he says butlu b'me'eha, that does not mean totally butl and it's not metame at all. It just means it is no longer an avatuma to be metame adam akelim, but it is metame food. On a daraisa level, right? As he says, if he only was chozer bo halfway, says the Gemara, "Michlal the Tanakama sarver tuma chamur and amil betamu." But one second, if that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's still metame tuma chamura for food. So is that to say that the Tanakama, who is more machmir, the Tanakama just said saratame, that means the Tanakama holds that it's metame tuma chamura even inside the stomach? One second, then. So then, why does the Tanakama say besaratame? If he says that it's even metame kalim still, then he should say that. Being metame basar is less of a chiddush. That sounds like tumakala. So the Gemara says, kula Rabbi Yehuda, really there's only one shita in the Mishnah. Re-understand that v'chisurim echser v'achitani. And really it's missing. It's missing. So why didn't, as we like to quote a lot, so why didn't, if it's chisurim echser, so why didn't they correct it? Why they leave it in the mistaken form? So the Maariv Chayis points out, Tiferes Yisrael points out at the end of Kachim on the Mishnah in Arachin, I think it is. Points out that they used to have the Mishnah in a sing song and they knew it by heart. They knew that all the Mishnah is by heart and they used to sing it. And they didn't want to change it, even though they had to re-understand it. But because it was written in a certain way to help them understand it, so that's why they didn't, to help them memorize it, they didn't want to change it. That's what he suggests. That's why they didn't change the Chisurim Achsuras. They understood it as the Chisurim Achsuras, they didn't change it. But either way, so this Mishnah is all Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi katani, parash eshasas ha-meichatas, psaratame, ba-med var-ma-murim tumakala. When do we say that after the cow drinks it, it's betame tumakala, avol tumachamura lo, Rabbi Yehuda omer, but period. That is all answer number one to explain how does the Mishnah work out. If Rabbi Yehuda was Chozerbo, not Chozerbo, so we tried to bring a raya that he was Chozerbo only halfway, and we mentioned one does not have to say that. Okay, that is all option one. One or two points. Number one, is that the Gemara assumed that if you start off with something higher, so then you can't lose it all at once. Fine, it's metame tuma chamura. Then you should just only go down one level. And the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara tried to explain it. And we explained what the Gemara ended off saying. There are examples, I'll mention one, that sometimes, even if something is higher, when it falls and loses status, then it loses status totally. The Meshech Chachma discusses this in Parshas Peshalach. Meshech Chachma there, on the Pasuk of Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa. So on that Pasuk, the Meshech Chachma discusses the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam discusses the sugya of Kishel Rishona, Kishel Shaita, Kishel Aselavo, Lo Kishel Aselavo, and the Rambam Shita is, as we have discussed, that Kedusha Rishona is Lo Kishel Aselavo for the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona is Kishel Aselavo. Only Kedusha, only in the rest of Eretz Yisrael it is not. Why Kedusha? Why? Because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is totally on the Shechina, and the Shechina is not Batel. That's why regarding Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, it's forever. But for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Rishona is Lo Kishel Aselavo, Kedusha Shnia is Kishel Aselavo. Meaning the Kedusha that happened when Yeshua Ben Nun went in was Batel, but when Ezra HaSofer brought them up, that was never Batel. Why is that? What's greater about the second Kedusha? So the Rambam has his famous formulation where he says the difference between Kibush and Chazaka. The first Kedusha was based on Kibush, on conquering the 31 kings. So once Bnei Yisrael were conquered themselves, so then that Kedusha was lost. But the second Kedusha was not based on Kibush, but based on Chazaka, based on settlement, based on slowly they have permission from Koresh to go in and they settled the land. So that Kedusha lasted. That Kedusha lasted, Kibush lasted. And that's already, the Kesef Mishnah already asks, what's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? Why is Chazaka any stronger than Kibush? Right, that's the question. So all the answers are somehow try to explain how Kibush is stronger than Chazaka. The Kesef Mishnah leaves it with Sarachian. He says, I don't understand why there should be a difference between Kibush and Chazaka. But the Tosfos Yantiv and the many Achronim suggest answers why Kibush is less than Chazaka. The Meshech Chachma says just the opposite. The Meshech Chachma says, you know why Chazaka lasts? Because it's weaker. And if something is more fragile, so then it breaks in a larger way. You have a huge balloon that you pop, it makes a larger sound than a small balloon that you pop. Because the larger something is, the more it breaks. The more fragile it is. So Dafka, the first Kedusha, was a higher Kedusha. After all, says the Meshech Chachma, what caused the first Kibush? The Arun was at the center of it, and Klal Yisrael were going in, and Yeshua ben Nun. That's something major. But that's something more fragile. Because it's a higher level of Kedusha, so when you blow it, it loses everything. Mashenke and Chazak, it started off less. Like the second base of Mikdash was much less, right? Five things that were missing based on the pasuk in Chagai that we mentioned last year, right? The Ikavda is missing the hay as an allusion to the five items. So because it was lower, it was able to keep some of its level. Where do you see that? Where do you see a parallel for that? So he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says, "Leviya shenev elas be'ilas nus if a Leviya." But a bas levi is nivala lapasala, nost in la meiser va'ochela. She's still allowed to eat meiser rishon. A bas levi who's nivala lapasala can still eat meiser rishon. But a kohenes, a bas kohen that's nivala lapasala, havi le kizara, says the Gemara, she can no longer eat truma, but she can't even eat meiser rishon. She becomes even less than levia. What do you mean? Why? V'yafilu kedushas levia pakamina. Why? This is the Meshech Chachma's idea, based on this Gemara, that sometimes if you start off with something so holy, so then when it's lost, it loses the status of the holiness totally. It doesn't even have it a little bit. So as he says, now explaining, V'lachein amru, ki Hashem alokach ha-messiah b'kerav machanecha zu machane aron, v'nimsa dekibash Eretz Yisrael haya al yidei ha-aron, chein beis ha-mikdash haya yidei gilu shechina, v'lachein ki chatu Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael sinned, paka kedushasam legamrei, v'havi ki'ilu lo nechbeshu, as if the kibash never took place, avo ba yisheni, Shelo haya kibush al yidei ha'aron. Shelo haya aron. Uba beis hamikdash lo haya shechina. Kemo she'amru, like he quotes, our gemara that we just quoted, in Maseches Yuma daf chaf aleph. Im kein lo havia kedusha beru ma'ala, ad ki tifka me hashim mamon va'achurban. Ve'lachein adayin hi bekedushasan kaimin, v'havi ki levia shenival bilasnus. To lo nifka kedushas levia. The second base of Midrash, but like the Leviya that was Nivalal Apostle Law. And therefore it doesn't lose it totally. What is this doing in Parshas B'Shalach? So he says, "V'zeu she'amar ad yavar amcha Hashem zu bia rishona pirush the pam rishon she'ayde Hashem gilui shchina v'ha'aron." And the second ad yavar doesn't have Hashem's name. Ad yavar amzu kanisa zu bia shnia she'ayse below aron or below gilui shchina u'mishem zeh lo zachar ba Hashem. That's why the Hashem's name is not listed in the second phrase. Ad yavar amcha Hashem ad yavar amzu kanisa. And then we have the parallel. Tvi emo v'sita emo b'har nachalascha shehena tua la'olam. Right, it'll be forever. Ma yeklusha so machon l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem. V'laman yeh machon mikdash Hashem. And he continues explaining, getting into the Bayis Shlishi. But that's what he says is the difference. What does this have to do with us? Again, because the Gemara had an assumption that every time you have something high, it just goes down one level. The Meshechakma says not always. Sometimes it goes down two levels, and the more kadosh something is, the more it will become nothing, possibly, once it loses its kedusha. Okay. One other through Rav Ashi, and then we'll do two other points. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi has a second answer as to how to work out Rebbe Yehuda. Meaning, Rav Gemara tried to prove from the Mishnah in Parah, doesn't that prove that Rebbe Yehuda was Chozer Bo Lagamre? Because after all, if he holds Mashkin or Matami Da'oraisa, it should still be somewhat effective, even if it's in the stomach of the animal. Says Rav Ashi, no, that's not true. Rav Ashi Amar Lola Balu Be'el Agamre. Maybe he holds that there is still Tuma Daraisa, but still, when it's in the intestines of the stomach, it's totally batel. Mishun Da'avle Mashke Saruach. Because it becomes disgusting in the animal. Even if you want to say it's powerful before the animal drinks it, once it's in the animal, even within 24 hours, right, we still wouldn't say it is able to be Matame. It becomes disgusting. Right? We have Mishnayos elsewhere in Chulin. And elsewhere, if a dog eats a piece of a human, right, or the Mishnayos and Ahalos talk about, is there Tumas Ohel in that case? If the dog dies within 24 hours. So again, you can have different types of animals, different types of bleos that have different statuses. But Rav Ashi here says there's no kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, because you could just say, once it's in the stomach of the animal, it is totally saruach. Halacha l'maisa, there's a big discussion in the Rambam. The Rambam Shita, what does he hold about the concept of mashke saruach? All the Noseh Kelim tried to figure out exactly what the Rambam means. Because if you look in two Rambams in the second parak, if you look in parak Beis, Halacha Yudalid, in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam says, Kol ochel, shenifsad, v'nisrach, any ochel, any food that becomes disgusting and putrid, v'hare eno ra'oi l'ma'achal adam, if it's not roi to be eaten by a person anymore, eino mekabel tuma. So food that becomes pachos mimachal adam is not mekabel tuma. V'chein, and then the Rambam says, mashke, shenisrach, v'nifsad, v'eino roi l'shtiyas adam, liquid, that becomes eino roi to drink for a person, eino mekabel tuma, does not mekabel tuma. Kederach she'eino machshir, like it's not machshir. Shnei rashi yisha said, fine, you read this Rambam, no problem. If you just read it in a vacuum, anything that's not roi lachilas adam or lamashke adam is not mekabel tuma anymore. The problem starts with a Rambam seven halachas later. The Rambam says in halacha chaf aleph, kol mashke shenitma. What if you have a liquid that became tamei and then becomes putrid and disgusting. The acher shenitma nifsad v'nisrach hareze petumaso la'olam. It retains its status of tuma. She'ein hamashke yotze al yidei hakelav la'olam. Right, a dog will always drink it. V'ein lamashke shenitma tara chus benamayim bavad. And anyway, it'll never become tahar. And if you ever want to become tahar, be matara liquid, there's only one liquid that you could ever make tahar again. And that's water. By doing hashaka to it in the mikvah, shem hitzvil ma'im tamei and v'mikvah kivin shetzaf me'am mikvah le'an tiaru umatvilan exactly hashaka by putting it under umatvilan chamin v'tzonim v'tzonim v'chamin v'ram b'yafim v'yafim v'ram. Fine, the Rambam says one of the other basic rules of tumah v'tahara, the only liquid or food that can become tahar after becoming tamei is water. But either way, this Rambam seems to be problematic in light of the other Rambam, because here the Rambam discusses that liquid, once it becomes tamei, it is constantly in the state of tumah forever. And the Ravid points out, what he do with the previous Rambam? The Rambam just said, once liquid or ochel loses its status of food, once it's ain't a royal lamachal adam lamachal behem anymore, so then it is not makabel tuma. What? There's a difference between, you have to say, between once something becomes tame and it retains its status versus being able to be makabel tuma. That's the approach that one has to have, but this is a big discussion in the Ravid, in the Kesef Mishnah, and other mafarshim right here. Good, the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses, what about a bracha on that? Is there any time you make a bracha on mashkin that are seruchin, right? It's in Yonah Dioma, as we get into Av, he talks about a story from Rachman al-Islam, one of the tragic times in the history during the Holocaust. Bizmana Shoah Nischabu Yudim Berafasos. Many Jews, they hid out in places where animals were, and the only liquid they could find was liquid, I don't know if this was an actual Shiloh, or just he heard about the Shiloh, the only liquid that they could find was liquid that dripped out of the mouth of a cow. Do you make a bracha on this? This disgusting liquid that you're drinking, do you make a bracha on it? So he discusses this argamara about mayim seruchim, and he says maybe because of, let's say according to Ravashi, it's maska seruch, you don't make a bracha on it. Ein levarich al shiyaso, you shouldn't make a bracha. So he goes back and forth. You make a bracha on something that's not really royal kabel, but you're eating it to get some type of hana. The Gemara discusses in the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas. What if I drink something that's mazik? What if I drink oil, straight oil? Do I make a bracha on that? So Rashi seems to say there's no bracha on that at all. It's mazik you. It's nourishing you somewhat. It's being mazik you. It's not killing you, but at least it's being mazik you. The Rambam there says, you make a shahakol. Make a shahakol. The Gemara seems to say you make a ha'etz, right? If you're having it in a mixture, it is that the Rambam seems to say that even though it's mazik you, you're still getting hana sagavra. And therefore you have to say shahakol. So maybe that would be the same thing here. By other mayim seruchim. Either way, but then the Chashuk Yechemet says, but it, maybe there's a difference between our case and the case that the liquid was falling out of just the mouth of the cow. What's the difference? Look at Tosfos for a minute. Batlu b'me'eha. Says Tosfos, what's the whole discussion in the Mishnah and in the Gemara? Only if it's inside the stomach of the cow, it loses its status. Aval ba'odam b'fiha lo batlu. If it was just in the mouth of the cow and then it got spit out or dribbled out, so then it would not lose its status. Only inside, once the animal swallows it, that's when it loses its status of liquid, possibly. But if it's still in the mouth of the animal, it doesn't. And then the Tosfos is mechalik, because you see in the Mishnah in Para. Otherwise, it doesn't mechalik between before the Kiddush and after the Kiddush. Maybe there's a difference. It's more susceptible before the Kiddush. What's the Kiddush? Kiddush is when you put the ashes of the paraduma in and mix it with the water. That's the Kiddush of the Mechadas. So Tosfos suggests in the name of the Ri, maybe before Kiddush, the water is even more susceptible to becoming Nifsa than after the Kiddush. Okay, but either way, the Tosfos says, while it's still in the mouth of the animal, it's not going to be lose its status, so the Chashuk Yechemet says maybe there too. If the water that was nifsal falls, drips out of the animal before it goes all the way to in, so maybe it's not as bad and it's not considered mayim siruchim. Okay, just one other hara, and that is, once we're talking about a difference between inside the mouth and after swallowed, there's an important halach lamaisa to be aware of. Difference between inside one's mouth and to be swallowed. In Hilchas Brachas, right, it comes up a lot on Friday night. Friday night, we take a bite of the challah, and even before we swallow, we're like, good challah this week. It tastes good. Well, where's this challah from? The Shulchan Aruch says that one has to be careful not to be mafsik before one gets hana'ah from the food that one is eating, right? It comes up by every food. But just like we shouldn't be mafsik after we make the bracha before we eat, but even before we swallow. We have to be careful. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Kuf Samach Zayin. That's the laws of brachas. That's the Hamotzi. That's the first brachas Hananin that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. That's why all these halachas are there. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should make a bracha when the food is in front of you, and you should be holding it. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yochal Miyad, Velo Yasiach Bein Bracha L'Achila. You should eat right away, right after your bracha, and not have a hefsik between the bracha and the eating, the imsach. And if you talked between the bracha and the eating, you have to make another bracha. Sarach Lachzu Lavarech. Ela Imkein, Haisa Hasicha Bidvarim, May Inyin Dvarim Shemavarchan Alav. Right? Unless it's a tzorech of what you're involved in. Kigon, like the Gemara says in Brachas, he's quoting here from Daf Mem. Birch alapas, you make a bracha on bread, and then you forgot the salt. So you say, okay, come, this is even after Amotzi. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's a tzorech that you don't have to make a new bracha. Lachan chili shouldn't be mafsik at all. V'cholu. But on that halacha about Yochan Miad, and you shouldn't make a bracha before you eat, what does eating mean? Says the Mishneh Berurah. V'lo yasiach ad sheyichle lil os ksas me'aprusa ve'yiv lo'enu. Should swallow a piece of what you're eating. You have to swallow all of it, but at least swallow a piece. V'yiv lo'enu. Kivan the pasak Shulchan Aruch, since the Shulchan Aruch says later on, debitoim levad, tasting something without swallowing it might not even need a bracha, according to some opinions. Imkain, ikar abracha la bliya. So you see there that the ikar bracha is on the swallowing. And therefore, one should make sure to swallow before they talk. V'cheinim rabim me'am mesubin. And also, let's see if many people are being mesubin there. V'kalechad yesh lo kikar mevarech la'atzmo, lo yana amin abrachasa shochaviro, kodem shiyitam hu abrachaso. Shouldn't say amen. You shouldn't have any hefsekim before one swallows a piece of it. Mikom makom, what if you did? What if you did? Right, what are we paskin? We pask, if you spoke before you ate mamish, then you make a new bracha. What if, this is, happens to be a lot of times, people talk before they swallow, right? Which shouldn't be done. But what if it's done? Mikom makom, says the Mishneh Berurah, im avar v'sach ba'odo lo'eis, kodem shavola prusa, betvarim she'inam yisarach yasuda, tsarich iyun. I'm not sure what the paskin says. The Mishneh Berurah. I'm not sure. What if you swallowed some flavor? You didn't swallow any. You already taste it all the way down, but you didn't swallow any entity. Ain't Sorach Lachzer. Amnam. But he says I'm not sure what to do. He says you don't have to swallow a kazayis, but you have to swallow something in order for the bracha to be chal. He talks about it in the Shaar Tzion also. This is a very important halacha l'maisa in terms of always making sure that we swallow before we talk. The Pesukei Tshuvos here discusses, what about if you have something that you don't swallow? What about a sucking candy? What about a piece of gum? You know, so we paskin, you make a bracha rishona on that, but when are you allowed to talk? Because you don't swallow it at all. So he quotes from Rav Avadia and other poskim that in that type of circumstance where the ikar is swallowing the flavor, so that's all you would have to do. You have to get some flavor. That would be enough in this context, because that's all. You don't have to wait 6 minutes before you swallow the gum or the candy. If the whole purpose of what you're eating is the flavor. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We just spoke about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're up to the third Shita, if you remember. We're commenting on that Gemara, that Braisa, on the top of Tezainim and Aleph. There are three Shitas we spoke about. One was Rabbi Meir Shita, who holds that Tumas Mashkin, Latame Yecheir, Mizdurabanan. Now we just spoke about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, whether he was Chozer Bo or not, totally. And now we have the third opinion, the middle opinion. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, La'ochlin Tameim, La'kelim Tahorim. Tumas Mashkin on food is Tumadar Raisa. And that's why if you have a Suffolk, you're Matame. For Kalim, it's Durabanan. So Amar Rabba Barbar Chana Amar Ish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. Rabbi Yossi is following his Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva darshined a word in a way to include something, to say something is Matame Daraisa. So Rabbi Yossi is following that type of interpretation. We'll see at the end of today's Aspez Hashem and tomorrow's that they might not hold of each other exactly, but they're following each other in the way of interpretation. How do you know Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Akiva's Talmud? Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Akiva Amra, so Tosas, the Rashi quotes, the famous Gemara in Yevamos, Yevamos Samach Meis, right, the time where Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs, and the Gemara says, Rashi quotes it, Vaya ha'olam shameim atshabar Rabbi Akiva etzel raboseinu shebedarom, and the world was desolate from Torah until Rabbi Akiva started again. He came to the rabbis in the south, v'shan alahem, and taught them. Who were these five great rabbis? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar. So number three on the list is Rabbi Yossi. He was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiva when they restarted. By the way, that Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis is the only Gemara in Shas about our Yemei Svira. The Gemara says there that they all died between Pesach and Shavuos. That's all the Gemara says. All the minhagim of Svira are not mentioned in the Gemara. No mention. It's all after the Gemara. It's in the Gaonim. The Gaonim already mentioned no weddings, and later we add on haircuts, but there are no minhagim of Svira mentioned. between Pesach and Shavuos. Right? The Ramban, even in Parshas Emor, mentions it's a type of, it's happy days. It's like an extended Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. Right? Just like there's Chol HaMoed for Sukkos. There's Chol HaMoed, right? And Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. But again, that's on a Kabbalistic level. But at some point in the times of the Gaonim, sometime between the Gemara and the Gaonim, they started certain minhagim based on the Avelus of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. But there are kulas, when there was a tzarech in the days of Svira, because that is all based on post-Talmudic, minhagim. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yossi is following his Rabbi Akiva. Amra. The darish yitma yitame, who darish in the word yitma, that it could also be read yitame to me, matame others. Ditzan. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Maseches Sota, bo bayom, on that day. Whenever it says on that day, we always mean on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the head of the yeshiva, the Nasi. Bo bayom, when Rabbi Gamliel was removed. Bo bayom darish Rabbi Akiva. On that day, Rabbi Akiva darish in the following. V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem v'chulu. Every earthenware kli that a sheretz falls into, asher yipol mehem, is going to be matami, the food inside of it. Eino omer tame ela yitma. The end of that pasuk, it doesn't say that the food inside is going to be tame. It says yitma, which can be read yitame achirim. Limeid, what does that teach me? We're talking about the food inside the kli cheres. Al kikar sheni, so shlishi bechulin. Wow, Rabbi Kiva has a shita that we don't paskin like. What does he hold? You could even have a shlishi when it comes to chulin. How is that? What's the case here? You have a sheretz that hung inside a klicheres. The sheretz is an av. The klicheres is a rishon. The food inside the klicheres is a sheni. And what does the pasuk say? That food yitma can be mitami something else. So that food can be mitami another food. A sheni makes a shlishi when it comes to chulin. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That's Rabbi Akiva. So v'hacha echidari. So now let's get to Rabbi Yossi. We're saying Rabbi Yossi follows that type of interpretation of yitma yitame. So where do we see that he does that here in the context of tumas mashkin? As follows. The next pasuk. V'kol mashke asher yisha sebechol kli yitma. Any liquid that yisha sebechol kli, that was in the kli yitma, so we darshan that to mean yitameh. Letameh tumas ochlin. That liquid will be metameh tumas ochlin on a da'oraisa level. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion here. Sa'ata omer. So Gemara says, really? Is that what you would darshan? Ata omer letameh tumas ochlin. O ino oil letameh tumas mashkin. Why do we say that the liquid inside the kli cheres will be metame food, solids d'oraisa. Maybe it should be metame liquids d'oraisa. What's the difference? Why do we pick food and not mashkin? So amat lo kachaya. No, it can't be food. My lo kachaya, why not? It can't be liquid. Amai lo kachaya, why not? Amar of papa, lo matzinu tuma sha'ose kayotseba. And we'll better explain this on Amid Beis. We never find two items of the same item that one is matami the other one. Meaning we never find an ochel being matami an ochel, or a mashka being matami a mashka. We only find ochel to mashka and mashka to ochel. Remember the four categories of items that are makabal tumah. Ochlin, mashkin, kalim, and adam. So here we're talking about the food, the ochel and the mashke. We never find ochel to ochel and mashke to mashke. There's got to be a switch, right? We'll see a source for that by the Shem later. So that's why when we're talking about tumas mashkin here, it must be letame ochlin. That is the basis for Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So now the Gemara continues. Ravina Amar, Migufi Tekonami Lomatzes Amrit. Forget that Yisoda of Papa. From the Pasuk itself, you cannot suggest that Yitma Latami Tumas Mashkin, that Yitma is talking about liquids being Matami liquids. Why not? Yitma de Seifa Latami Tumas Mashkin. If you say, remember we had two psukim, the second pasuk is talking about liquids being Matame, the first one is about food being Matame. So, De'isak, a solid. If you say Yitma de Seifa Latami Tumas Mashkin, if you say Yitma of the Seifa is being Matami Tumas Mashkin, Yitma Duration Nami Latami Tumas Mashkin. But the first pasuk is also, it's talking about Ochal being Matami Mashke. So if they're both talking about being metame liquids, ne'arvinu v'nechtevinu. Just say one phrase. You don't need two psukim. Mikala ochel asher ye'ochel asher yavol av mayim v'kol mashke asher yishase v'chol kli yitma. Just say the word yitma at the end of the phrase. Trei yitma lamali. Why do you have a yitma after the first pasuk and after the second pasuk? Elo yitma derishal atami tumas mashkin yitma laseivel atami tumas ochlin. That's what it must be talking about. So again, this is Rabbi Yossi shita. Rabbi Yossi holding that tumas mashkin latame ochlin is the oraisa. Good. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Okay, so we said it's going to be Matame Ochlin and not Mashkin. Ve'im Latame is a Kalim, right? Maybe it's going to be Matame Kalim. Okay, we're not going to go so far as to try to suggest Latame Adam on a Daraisa level. But what about the other one? Latame Kalim. Ve'lav Kalvachomerhu. So the Gemara said, no, you can't say that because isn't it a Kalvachomer that you wouldn't say it cannot be Matame Kalim? Why? Uma Kli Shematame Mashke. The kli cheres itself is metame the mashke inside, and yet in metame kli, a kli cheres cannot be metame another kli cheres. So if the whole source of this tumas mashkin is the kli, and that kli cannot be metame another kli, so mashkin abon machmas kli, ein odin shlo yitamu es akelim, so the liquid that only became tame from the kli, surely can be not be metame other kelim. If the source of its tuma cannot be metame kelim, so then it itself must not be able to be metame Kalim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, wait a minute, V'ema, how about the following? I don't think you have a Kalvachomer. Kilo metamu, when do we say you cannot be metame Kalim, mashkina bon machbas kli? Maybe you're right. If the liquids became metame from the kli, so then we would say, hey, if the kli can't be metame Kalim, then the liquid cannot be metame Kalim. Aval, but there's another source of mashkin becoming tame. Aval mashkina bon machbas sheretz, but if you have liquids that touch the sheretz, so these liquids are tami daraisa, so maybe those liquids should be able to be matame kalim, just like a sheretz can be matame a kli. So the Gemara says, no. Mashkin abon machmas sheretz miksivi. Is that explicit anyway? The Torah talks about liquids and food becoming tame from a sheretz. Talks about food becoming tame from a sheretz. Liquid coming from a sheretz miksivi. It doesn't say that explicitly anywhere. So how do you know that? How do you know that a sheretz can be matami a liquid? V'lav mikal v'chomer kasi. You know that itself from a kal v'chomer. Uma mashkin habon machmas kli mitamin liquid. So liquid that becomes tami from a kli cheres is mitamin mashkin habon machmas sheretz kol kol shakein. So liquid that becomes tami from a sheretz, which is a real avatoma, surely should be able to become tame. So we say, though, since it's based on a kalvachomer, not based on an explicit pasuk, dayo lavo minadin lios kenidon. Dayo is the principle of limiting kalvachomers. If you are going from A to B, A is the more kal context, B is the more chomer context, we say, okay, it's a kalvachomer, but B shouldn't have a more chomer din than A. It should be at least equal, but not more chomer. So here too, if you learn mashkin becoming tame from a sheretz only from mashkin becoming tame from a kli, so just like mashkin becoming tame from a kli cannot be matame a kli, so too mashkin becoming tame from a sheretz cannot be matame other kalim. Period. Stop there for a minute. That is all the discussion of the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. 2 points. That is, dayo, whatever dayo, what's the source of dayo? The source of Kavachomer is logic, and dayo is a limitation of the Kavachomer. So what's the source of dayo? It's a pasuk in Baal Oscha. Pasuk in Baal Oscha at the end by Miriam Hanavia. How long is she going to become tamei for? The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Chafei. Ditanya midin kavachomer ketsad vayomer Hashem al Moshe viavia yarok yarak b'faneha haloti kalim shivas yamim. Hashem says to Moshe, if her father would embarrass her, she would be embarrassed and have to sit for 7 days. So kavachomer l'shchina abrasar yom. So if Hashem embarrassed her, gave her tzaraas, Miriam, so she should surely have to sit 14 days. But you know what? Dayo, and therefore 7 and 7. Okay, that's the source. Ask Tosfos. In more than one place. Why should Hashem be double? If it's your father embarrasses you 7 days, so surely Hashem 14 days. Why double? So two suggestions. One is in Tosfos here, Daf Chafei. Rabbeinu Tam says, why should Hashem be double? Because the Gemara in Maseches Nida. The Gemara says that a father and a mother, nosin lo kol echad hei dvarim. The father, three partners in a fetus. The father gives 5 things, and the mother gives 5 things. And Hashem gives 10 things on the list. So you see that Hashem is double. So Hashem is like both parents. So that's the Kavachomer. And that's the Kavachomer to 14 days. And we say, no, but Dayo, you don't say that. So that's number one. Hashem is in place of both parents. That's number one. Then Tosfos quotes, this now Tosfos switches. Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Also quotes Rabbeinu Tam, but he does not like that pshat. Avo Koshaksas, De'im Kain, Ein Zeh Kavachomer. It's not a kalvachomer then to Hashem, it's minadin. Hashem is like two parents. So you shouldn't say, it's not dayo, limiting a kalvachomer, that's a din. V'od, and also, if you look in this sifri, it sounds like sounds that whatever. We're not going to get to the kasha. We're not going to get into the sefta. He doesn't like that pshat. So Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen Mefarish, he has a little different pshat. He says kavachomer l'shchina. Why? We know the shchina is more than a father and a mother. So says Rabbi Chaim Cohen, once you get to more than seven, what type of units do you use in terms of tumah v'tahara? Units of tumah v'tahara are always seven. They're always seven. Right, by Tsaras, it's always seven. 7 days of Tumah, 7 days of Tara. Right, Tamei Meis, it's seven. They're always units of seven. Right, a Yoledes, either 7 or 14. Right, it's always units of seven. So he says, once you get more than seven, that's where you jump up to 14. Not Dafka, because it's double. Kavachomer l'shchina, our boss or Yom, it's not because of double, because Hashem gives 10, while the other, each parent gives 5. But it's just that once it's more than 7, so you go to 14. So two deus in Tosfos, why, how do you understand Kavachomer l'shchina, Yud Dalet Yom? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Yitma Dereisha Echidarsh. Now we're going back to Rabbi Akiva. We just explained that Rabbi Yossi uses the way Rabbi Akiva darshins. He takes Yitma to Yitame, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says, a Sheni can make a Shlishi even in Chulin. Rabbi Yossi says that Tumas Mashkin, Latame Ochlin is Dalraisa. That's what each darshan from the Yitmas. So now we're just asking, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the first Yitma? Yitma Dereisha, regarding an Ochel. Right, that's what Rabbi Yossi uses. What about Rabbi Akiva, his Rabbi? Hechi Darish. So Mikala Ochel, Asher Yeochel, Asher Yabo Olav Mayim, Yitma, Yitame, Latame Yitza Mashkin. So he uses that but to teach me that an Ochel can be Matame Yamashkin. So, ata omer latame zanashkin, oenu el latame zakli. How do you know that pasuk about tumas ochel is, about ochel being matame, is being matame mashkin, maybe it's to be matame akli. So, amar kavachomer, so we reject that again based on a kavachomer. Uma mashke, shemetame ochel, enu matame kli. If mashke, which we have in the second pasuk, if mashke is matame ochel, but it cannot be matame akli, as we just proved above, ochel she enu matame ochel, enu dinshali tame kli. So, an ochel which cannot be matame, other ochel, surely should not be able to be matame akli, umamani makai yitma, latame as a mashkin. So you say, mashkin. Why? Shehin alulim lakabal tuma. Because liquids are very, able to be makabal tuma. Right? They are very, susceptible. That's the word I'm looking for. They're very susceptible to be makabal tuma. So the Gemara says, my arya mashkin shim da'alum l'kabal tuma. Why do you have to give that svara? You know why? Ochel natami mashkin? Because it's susceptible. Typically, we should deleka midi achrini. How about suggesting that there's nothing else that it can be matame? They're not going to be matame a person. And we just said they're not going to be matame a kli. And we also rejected that they're not going to be matame ochel. Because ochel can be matame ochel. So what's left? You don't need a svara to explain, oh, it's going to be matame mashkin. Because it's alulin. Because it's susceptible. It's very open. There's nothing else to include. So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamer. No, there is a svara that I might have included ochel, and that's why I have to say that no, it's dafka mashkin. Why? Hachi kamer. V'chi teme ochel chamor, if I say that maybe ochel is more chamer than mashkin. And even though mashkin cannot be matame, mashkin, but ochel can be, even though mashkin are matame ochel, but ochel might also be able to be matame ochel. The matame mashkin nitme l'kli, ochel can be matame mashkin. So maybe he should also be able to be matame kli. Hahu, no. We say hahu mi chumra de mashkinu. No, that's a chumra of mashkin, not a chumra of ochel. Mishum de mashkin alulum makabal tumah, because mashkin are easily makabal tumah. Umahi alilasan. What is so easy about them? Why are liquids more susceptible and prone to tumah? Shemakablin tumah shalom behechsher. Because they don't need to be hukshar l'kabal tumah. Only solids have to be hukshar l'kabal tumah. Liquids do not. Liquids are inherently ready to be makabal tumah. Some achronim discuss. There's a lashon of the Me'iri, where the Me'iri says in Shabbos, they are automatically, they're born in a state of hechsher. So that might not be a kula of alulin. That just means that they're always mukshar. They need hechsher, but they're always mukshar. Okay, either way. But that is the Rabbi Akiva Shita, Lamaskana, exactly how we understand what he does with the word Yitma, and Lamaisa, Yitma Ochel is going to be Metame liquids. Yitma, so now the Gemara just says one last section. Yitma Dein Osa Kayotse Babe Hascha Nafka. We just had a background of an Aleph. We said we're going to come back to this. From this pasuk of Yitma is where you learn Ein Osa Kayotse Ba, meaning Ochel cannot be Metame Ochel Daraisa, Mashka cannot be Metame Mashka Daraisa. It's Ochel to Mashka or Mashka to Ochel.
Is that what you learn it from? Ehasa nafka. No, you learn it from the following. V'chi yutan mayim al zera. V'nafal minivla samalav tamehu. When liquid falls on zera, on an ochel. And then a sheretz falls on it, it becomes tameh. Hu tameh. V'in oset tumah kayotzeba. It becomes tameh, but it cannot make something else like it tameh. That's the source for ein ose kayotze ba. So the Gemara says, chad b'mashkan abon machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkan abon machmas kli. You need two sources to teach me that liquid is not metameh liquid. Vitzrichi, why do you need both sources? You needed one for liquid that became tameh from a kli cheres, and the second one for a liquid that became tameh from a sheretz. The ashbina b'mashkan abon machmas kli, if you only had the pasik to teach me it by liquid that became tameh from a kli, mishum delo chamiri. Maybe because that's not so chamor. Because it became tummy from a klicheres, avo b'mashkan abon machmas sheretz, the chamir, a liquid that became tummy from a sheretz, that's very stringent, ema, osa tuma kayotzibo. Maybe it would. That's why you need that pasik. V'lash me'inan. So, okay, that's more chamer, so just say that one. V'lash me'inan mashkan abon machmas sheretz, the koshkin mashkan abon machmas kli. So just say the more chamer one. And then I would know it, even if the more chamer one cannot be matami mashkin, surely the more make a one. Sometimes the Gemara goes back and forth with the srichasas, but here you only have one sad. So the Gemara says, why don't you just say the more chamer one? So the Gemara says, milsa ta'asya b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. Sometimes, even though you could have learned something after b'kal v'chomer, the pasuk goes out of its way to state it explicitly. Period. Why is that? Why is that? So keep in mind the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos that we haven't mentioned in a long time, but we've mentioned it in the past in Maseches Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, where this is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Everybody agrees that Kal V'Chomer you could darshan on your own. You don't need a Rebbe for a Kal V'Chomer. Everybody agrees that Gzeira Shava you cannot darshan on your own. You need a Rebbe for a Gzeira Shava. The Machlokas is, what about everything else? What about Hekish and Davar Alamimi and Yano and all the other items in the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Adreshes Bahen? Everybody agrees Kal V'Chomer, everybody agrees Gzeira Shava. That's the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph. What you could do, Rashi says only Kal V'Chomer, and Tosfos says no, everything you could darshan except for Gzeira Shava. But either way, everybody agrees Kal V'Chomer, you could darshan on your own. What does that show? Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. So maybe your logic is not perfect. That's why sometimes the Torah will allow you to do Kal V'Chomer, but once the Torah goes out of its way to mention it explicitly, we can't say, oh, why? You could have learned it from a Kal V'Chomer. No, because not all Kal V'Chomers are perfect, because Kal V'Chomers are based on pure logic. That's also why the Lech HaTov, Rabbi Yosef Engel, quotes that there are four different svaras for the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You don't give an Onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. Why not? So he quotes there in the Lech HaTov in Klal Beis. Number one, maybe it's a Midi Batorah. Maybe it's Gzeiras HaKasav. Right? The rule, the Misora that we've gotten from Moshe Rabbeinu is you don't give a Kal V'Chomer based, you don't give an onus based on a Kal V'Chomer. Number one. Number two, or a second idea might be because Kivan the Halamid b'Kal V'Chomer, Chomer, Tamim and Amalamid, Al Kain, Ulai Enam Eschaber v'Onesh, Ashel Amalamid. Maybe, because it's more Chomer than the punishment that you are suggesting is not enough. We have elsewhere, we have the concept of, this onish is not enough for you. So giving you this onish is not going to be meaningful. Right? The Smag says that by Molech. The Gemara Darshan in Sanhedrin, and Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara says that Mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. If you give some of your kids to Molech, you're chayav Misa. But if you give all your kids to Molech, you're Pater. What does that make sense? Says the Smag, you're so beyond. If you give all your children, then Misa's not even going to help you. And the Kesef Mishnah uses that Smag, I think in the Marsha also uses that smog to explain kasher zaman below kasher asa. Right. More in Makas. Kasher zaman below kasher asa. Right. If you only try, but if you succeeded, you don't get the punishment. Yeah. Because if you succeeded, you are so far gone, the punishment is not even going to help you. So you find sometimes that we're not going to give you a punishment because you need much more. So maybe that's a second reason, ain't onshim min adin. Because if you're learning it to the chomer context, so then maybe it's not enough. Number two. Number three, and this is what's important for us, shema yesh pirchal kal v'chomer. Maybe there's a kasha you think is logical, but maybe it's not so logical. Maybe there's a problem with your logic. So that's also why milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav l'krup. Sometimes the pasuk goes out of its way to say it. The Lech HaTov himself says maybe there's another pshat of why ein onshin min hadin. Maybe v'hitzilu ha'eda. which is a fascinating application. Vitzil Eda usually means in the give and take of the Din Torah, Bezin has a chiyuv to try to always exonerate. Vitzil Eda in a case of Din Nefashah, except by Mesis. But they always have a chiyuv to try to exonerate. So included in that is the way that they darshim sukim. Says Erlechato, V'yitzilu Eida, don't darshan a kal v'chomer to be mechayev. Fascinating. Either way, that's in the Erlechato, four different ideas for Enosha ben Adin, but one of them also is the svara for mil sadasi v'kal v'chomer, torach v'kasav lakra. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amalei Ravina. We're going to talk more at the beginning of Shir about the relationship between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll stop here.